KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
National Police Chief Vanima Simola says investigations will now turn to how three constables lost their lives when travelling from Bloemfontein to Limpopo on deployment. Chilling live footage was broadcast yesterday of police divers in Gauteng retrieving their wrecked car from the Hennops River. The bodies of Qebukulu, Ninda, Khiamokhetso Base and Boipelo Sinoge were recovered from the site near Centurion earlier this week. Speaking to the media yesterday, Masimola confirmed that the white VW Polo retrieved from the river belonged to the three officers.
Forensics, they're going to go through the car, look thoroughly on the car, and the fact that I'm saying it looks like it capsized first, remember, I'm not an expert, it's what I'm seeing. Let's allow the investigation to proceed. At the end of the day, we can't rule out anything, but we can't conclusively say this is what has happened.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's no need for the finance minister's removal over the now-resolved budget impasse. The EFF party made a call for Enoch Godongwana to step down after High Court suspended the 0.5% VAT increase. It was after the minister reversed his decision to hike the rate up to 15.5%. Godongwana will now retable the budget on the 21st of this month. Ramaphosa says the situation has led to a more transparent process. He was speaking on the sidelines of KASATU's Workers' Day commemoration in Mpumalanga yesterday.
We've drawn a lot of lessons from all this, and it doesn't lead to a Minister of Finance resigning. It should be on all of us to say, what lessons are we learning from this, and what is it that we can do, that we can strengthen, learn from the budgetary process.
In Gauteng, a post-mortem is to be carried out on the body of a three-year-old boy who had been reported missing to determine how he died. Motshilefo Savuli disappeared while he was playing with friends in Roodepoort on Sunday. Community members from Chibisong joined his family in their search for him. Little Motshilefo's body was retrieved from a dam in the area where he was last seen 2 days ago. The SA National Defence Force says it has started the phased withdrawal of its personnel and equipment from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows a directive issued by the Southern African Development Community. Last month, SADC decided to end its deployment in the DRC after 17 soldiers died in a conflict launched by the Rwandan-backed M23 armed group. The SANDF spokesperson, Prince Shabalala, says the withdrawal will take place in stages.
A reconnaissance mission was conducted to assess and confirm the withdrawal route from Goma through Rwanda to Chato in the United Republic of Tanzania.
And Mike Waltz has been removed as America's national security advisor. President Donald Trump says he's nominating Waltz to serve as his ambassador to the United Nations. The move follows revelations he'd added a journalist to a group chat being used to discuss national security and military plans. Marco Rubio will step into that role while maintaining his position as America's top diplomat. Back home, expect cold and wet conditions across the province today. Devon and Richards Bay going up to a high of 21 degrees, Maritzburg 14. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.